Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, March 28th, 2012. This is audio boo number 157. Hey, today I'm going to talk about the market and global fears, Magic Johnson and the Los Angeles Dodgers, Annie's IPO, and Obama versus Mitt Romney. Hey, by the way, you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes or your favorite RSS reader. You can find details at themoneygoround.com in the upper right corner, or also at in iTunes or audioboo.fm. Just look for MuckDog. Search for MuckDog and you will find this. So anyways, the stock market fell today, right? Reason du jour? Global fears. They're back. This time it wasn't Greece, it's Spain, right? Spain is thought to have entered its second recession within the last 3 years. Way to go, Spain. Also, growth in the United Kingdom contracted more than expected. And while private sector growth in Euroland slowed to 0.7%, that's 0.7%. So also in the United States, February durable goods orders rose less than expected. The other reason, too, they're saying, hey, maybe with the first quarter ending, folks are looking at portfolio rebalancing, right? The other thing to remember is that 70% of the time, the last weekend of the first quarter is down. Remember the on Monday, the market was up 1.5%, and I said, hey, it's going to take a lot of effort to get this market down by the end of the week. And so we've had two down days in a row. The Dow was down 71, 13,126. NASDAQ down 15 to 3104. And the S&P 500 down almost 7 to 1405. So there are lots of articles out there today about the spring sell-off. You know, last couple years, 2010, 2011, we've had summer correction, right? So it seems logical that, hey, since it's been happening every single year, why not have another one? People tend to remember the most recent trend, what's happened lately. And here we are again with the market near highs for the rally. But now folks are writing about it. So you wonder if some of it will be self-fulfilling prophecy and maybe we'll see it ahead of time, right? And then we'll see what happens in the summer. But I still think odds are that folks are going to be right, that we are going to get a sell-off. But, you know, the whole market seasonality thing too, right? So, you know, the market's stronger fall through the spring than it is spring through the fall. And, you know, could be at that point again. And I'm sure a lot of folks will be writing about that ahead, writing about that as we go forward. Oil was down $1.79 to about $105.54 a barrel. And the reason for that is U.S. crude supplies grew over 7 million barrels, right? So are folks not using as much energy or much gasoline? Kind of interesting as the United States seems to be recovering its slow growth. And I had some dinner tonight with folks and they commented the same. It seems like things are getting better. So kind of wonder what gasoline use is going to look like going forward. But we'll see. 10-year bond, 2.2%. Gold down $22, over $22, 1.35%. Gold's at $1,662 an ounce. I noticed that Bill Gross had there was a column about Bill Gross saying it's time for the great escape from stocks. You know, he thinks going forward, stocks are going to return less than they have. Of course, I don't know, maybe let's just keep this between you and me, but is Bill Gross ever right about anything? I mean, I don't know. People give him a lot of attention, and maybe he's a great bond investor, maybe he's not. But he said that there's going to be a lower return going forward, especially from the big stocks like Apple and Exxon. We'll see. For me, no change in allocation. I didn't do anything today. I probably should have sold some of my biotechs. They kind of drifted down today. I still have them. So, you know, I hope I don't write down those profits to $0 or less, but maybe I will if I don't do anything soon. Stocks in the news, Caterpillar was down, right? 3.5% today, on pretty big volume. And just yesterday there was an article up saying that, hey, now's the time to buy Caterpillar. Maybe they meant today, not yesterday. Maybe today was the time to buy Caterpillar. So the Street Ratings has $122.93 price target on Caterpillar. It's less than that now, right? Annie's ticker symbol, BNNY, was up 90% on its first day trading, IPO day. They sell organic stuff. And I'm trying to think because I tend to eat a lot of, I don't know, want to use the word vegetarian, but, you know, I buy some stuff from the health food aisle, and I'm trying to think, what does Annie sell? I can't think of anything, but I'm sure I bought it. Do they make, like, soup and stuff? I don't know. Apple hit another new high today. And, you know, if you wondered if this was the reason the market turned around today, when Apple was negative, the S&P was down, the NASDAQ was down, and Apple caught a bid, and up it went. I mean, what, Apple's 19 or 18%, 17% of the NDX, and about 4% of the S&P 500, so they're calling it the NASDAQ the Apple DAC, because it makes up such a high percentage of it. Nokia was up a bit today, too, right? 3.17%. They're launching a new smartphone in China. That gets the credit, but I'm thinking that new Windows 8 phone, the Lumia, it's like for $99 at AT&T, right? And supposedly they're going to push that phone hard. So I'm wondering if that's the real reason. Maybe Nokia's catching a bid. And good for Nokia, man. They kind of own the world for a while until Apple, really. You know, remember those candy bar phones? I think I had one from Nokia back in the day. Nike is suing Reebok over the Tim Tebow branded stuff. I went on to some of my favorite websites to look for actually Peyton Manning gear, but I saw all this Tim Tebow stuff. So it's kind of funny, right? I mean, I could just see that controversy coming in New York. As soon as Sanchez throws a pick, people are going to be wearing those Tebow jerseys, wanting to play Tebow, right? To Magic Johnson, and a group buy the Dodgers for $2.1 billion. Man, the Dodgers are only supposed to sell for like a little over $1 billion, right? So I don't know if they just overbid to make sure they get it. But hey, my word for Magic is pitching, man. Pitching, baby. Last time the Dodgers won the World Series was 1988 with Oral Hershiser, Kirk Gibson, Mike Socha, Mickey Hatcher. I think Franklin Stubbs was on that team. Man, but I think they did it with pitching, right? So it's kind of interesting. Magic Johnson, you know, as a Dodger fan, I just think that... you know, Magic smiling face and very engaging personality. It's kind of exciting to have him in control, although, you know, sometimes that doesn't work out with athletes, right? But at least Magic's story is a little bit better than Dennis Rodman's, right, which I talked about yesterday. Dennis Rodman's in trouble, Magic Johnson's not, and it could have gone the other way around, right? So it's good to see. So it looks like Mitt Romney's starting to get some major endorsements, right? He's got Marco Rubio came out today, and former president, George H.W. Bush is supposed to endorse him tomorrow. So all these guys are kind of piling on now, and it looks like he's going to get it. So the polls are starting to come out. If it were President Obama versus Mitt Romney today, Obama would win by double digits, according to the polls. But I don't think polling votes in the U.S. elections are right. Hey, I know it's not that kind of polls. Just kidding. Hey, I'm here all week. Ba-dum-bump. So this was day three, the Supreme Court arguments for Obamacare, and I guess the big question today is, hey, if they do rule that the mandate to pay, to force everybody to pay is illegal, then, hey, what happens to the rest of the provisions, right? There's like 2,700 pages of stuff in there. How will it get funded if folks aren't forced to pay? Good question. So I'm starting to wonder if actually this is going to get thrown out in court. Wouldn't that be something? Because this is going to impact the election one way or another, because one side or the other side is going to be all in a froth this summer on that ruling, after that ruling. Well, hey, it is Wednesday. It's actually nice out. I'm out with the puppy just hanging out. So I hope you're having a great one. See ya.